So, Edith, can you tell me how many times you go to the toilet during the day?
Oh no, I can't be too sure. It's difficult to remember. I think about 12 times, and then, of course, I'm up a few times during the night too.
Can you tell me how many times you're up during the night?
Oh, at least 3 times every night, and I'm so tired because of that. I just don't seem to have the energy. I seem to be constantly either on the toilet or looking for a toilet, and no sooner have I finished on the toilet when I have to go back in again. If I feel I need to go, I've got to go straight away. There is no putting it off. Sometimes, if I don't do that, I have to change.
Do you mean that you'll be a bit wet, or is there a bit of soiling as well?
Oh no, I mean just a bit wet, or sometimes not even sure if something has escaped or not, but I just feel it has.
Okay.
And often, at times I've been in the middle of doing something, for example, washing the dishes or in the shower, and I just have to get to the toilet.
I see. That must be very disruptive. What kind of things have you tried to improve the situation?
Well, I don't drink now after 5 o'clock, and if I go out, I don't drink anything for at least 1 or 2 hours before. And that's so difficult because I do like a cup of tea, of coffee.
Right. And how many cups would you normally have in a day?
Oh, about 6 or 7 usually.
Oh, and what other things do you like to drink?
On occasion, I have a cup of tea if I go to a friend's house or to the shops, but it's usually a coffee.
Right. Now, before your stroke, had you ever been seriously ill? Were you in hospital? Anything like that?
No. Always been as fit as a fiddle. Nothing that bothered me. Just an odd cold or something. Nothing serious.
Do you take any medication at the moment?
Just a wee water pill and a wee tablet. Aspirin tablet.
Right. And how have things been since the stroke? How's your walking these days? The physiotherapist was saying how well you'd been doing.
Yes, my walking's good. I just use a stick a bit for more for confidence. And I also means people give you a bit more space. I don't find the crowd in on you too much if you have a stick.
I know you've been finding this a bit upsetting. How do you feel about your bladder and the problems you've been having with it?
Oh, it's been awful. I hate it. I get very upset and sometimes embarrassing. I could see this happening.
What do you mean?
Well, my mother had this in about her 60s. I knew this would happen at some stage, and it's so awful when, isn't it, when you're getting older and you know what's just around the corner.
But this has nothing to do with your age, Edith. It all happened after your stroke, didn't it?
Yes.
So it's most likely these problems are a result of that rather than your age, and it's quite common to have these sorts of problems after a stroke.
Oh.
And there's a range of things we could try to give you and to help you with, and it may even be possible to fix the problem.
Oh, that would be fantastic. That would make such a difference. I wouldn't feel such a burden.
Okay, let's do that then.